Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Quite a day in Western Mass. This is June 1st, 2022. One town has water restrictions. The Springfield mayor commemorates the anniversary of the tornado. The president of the Springfield City Council steps down. And movie theaters are threatened by the next shortage. Snacks. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Western Mass today. It's going to be a mostly cloudy day, some showers and storms, a high of 66. What a contrast to the heat wave of yesterday, huh? The winds are west 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly cloudy showers, low 54. The winds are 5 to 10. The ultraviolet index today at 4. The humidity, 51%. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno will observe the 11th anniversary of the June 1, 2011 tornado with a moment of silence and reflection on the front steps of City Hall as the bell in the old First Church and the campanile clock tower tolls at 4:38 p.m. That, of course, is the time the tornado touched down in Springfield. Springfield City Council President Marcus Williams has opted to step down from that office. Marcus indicates that he wishes to seek other opportunities. Mayor Sarno commented, "Bittersweet to hear about City Council President Marcus Williams' resignation to pursue other career opportunities. Also, I welcome and congratulate incoming new president Jesse Letterman." The mayor added, "I look forward to our continued good working relationship and friendship for a smooth transition." Dakin Humane Society announced today that it received a $250,000 gift from the John T. and Jane A. Wiederhold Foundation to support the construction and outfitting of the new Pet Health Center to operate out of the Springfield, Mass. Location starting this summer. The gift will be used for the Pet Health Center startup costs, equipment, supplies, and construction to the existing building in Springfield. The Springfield location was originally designed and partially used as an animal hospital some 12 years ago. It will be all about love at the 2022 City of Bright Nights Ball, Saturday, November 12, 2022, at MGM Springfield. Today in the Bellagio Ballroom at MGM, Spirit of Springfield President Judy Matt was joined by Patrick Pickering, Northeast Regional Director for American Medical Response at Springfield Mayor Dom Sarno, Chris Kelly, President COO for MGM Springfield, Sean Pace, Plant Manager for Eastman Indian Orchard. They will announce Patrick Pickering as the Gala's Chair and American Medical Response as the sponsor. In addition to the gourmet dinner, guests will have the opportunity to bid on live and silent auctions, purchase 50-50 raffle tickets, and dance to the music of Groove Authority, the Eric Bascom Trio, during the evening. If you want information about being a Golden Circle sponsor at the City of Bright Nights Ball, or to purchase tickets, contact the Spirit of Springfield, 733-3800, or you can do it online, staff@spiritofspringfield.org. Most so, the musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra will celebrate the music of legendary composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim Thursday, June 23, 7:30 p.m. in Springfield Symphony Hall. The Sondheim celebration, conducted by Tim Stella, will feature Broadway stars Hugh Panaro and Lisa Vroman. Also appearing are Ray Hardman and Kathleen Callahan Hardman. Mosso's summer concerts continue with the return of Maestro Kevin Rhodes, July 21, in a Mosso benefit concert of light classics and the music of John Williams. Tickets for both concerts, $60, $45, $25, and $10, all on sale at SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. Mayor Sarno and city officials will join with Home City Development Incorporated for a special ribbon-cutting ceremony at the new Elias Brookings Apartments today, 1 p.m. The development transforms the former and historic school into 42 new apartments. The three-story building was used as a public school from 1926 until it was damaged by the 2011 tornado in Springfield. Well, we've got some beautiful spring weather for a drive to the Berkshires. How about an art gallery in Sandusfield? Two Candles paintings by Joseph Fossum, June 4 at 4 p.m. right on through July 3rd at 6 p.m. Now, the opening reception, 4 to 6 p.m. June 4. Show continues to July 3rd and is on view before performances and other events or by appointment. You can contact gallery@sandusfieldartcenter.org if you'd like to arrange a visit. Jacob Fossum lives in Mill River and is on the faculty at Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington. He holds an MFA from the Maryland Institute College of Art and is one of the founding members of the Railroad Street Collective, which has a store in Great Barrington. You can explore more of his work online. We have a new problem in our movie theaters, a national shortage of popcorn. Now this hits home. If I see a film on a big screen, I need my popcorn. I'm like a Pavlovian dog. My popcorn, no butter, thank you, and my medium diet beverage in the convenient bladder-battering trough size. Of course, the price of popcorn is pure larceny, but what the hey, you know, you belong to them for a minimum of 2 hours, and you take it or leave it. Operators of movie theaters were reportedly nervous at the recent CinemaCon industry confab about being able to stock their concession stands for the summer and holiday movie-going seasons. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, it's not just popcorn. Supply disruptions are also creating shortages of buckets and bags for popcorn, not to mention cups for drinks, trays for nachos, and other necessities. Now, this is obviously a major concern for theater operators who do rely on concession stand sales for much of their livelihood. Direct quote, "It's a mess," one theater owner told the Journal. Well, for now, the popcorn problem hasn't affected most consumers, but, well, that could change if behind-the-scenes supply woes continue. The town of Southwick has declared a mandatory water use restriction on non-essential outdoor water use. Now, by definition, non-essential means uses not required for health or safety reasons, by regulation, for production of food or fiber, for maintenance of livestock, or to meet the core function of a business. Residents are permitted to use non-essential outdoor water 1 day per week and only before 9 a.m. and after 5 p.m., which day of the week depends on the geographic location and the property number. Now, examples of non-essential water use: irrigation of lawns via sprinklers or automatic irrigation systems, washing of vehicles except in a commercial car wash, or as necessary for operator's safety, or to prevent damage and or maintain performance of an agricultural or construction vehicle or equipment. Washing of exterior building surfaces, parking lots, driveways, or sidewalks, except as necessary to apply surface treatments such as paint, preservatives, stucco, pavement, or cement. Now, for more fairly confusing information, I would direct you to the town's website. And also, I will thank you for joining us on this, the first day of the month of June, an unfortunate anniversary, if you will, or commemoration for the Springfield tornadoes, which ripped up the entire south end of the city. It was an astonishing thing. That will be noted in memory today, and as I mentioned, by the tolling of the bell in the Campanile. Anyway, I hope you're with us for our next program, which will be, of course, tomorrow, Thursday, online and available to you on day and night, on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.